the turban or the headdress has become the attire of the non-working scholars, the scholars of Islam that use it as a way to distinguish themselves from the normal people, a way of them attaining a special status in society. They do so in hypocrisy, and they do so while lying on the Prophet and abandoning the Imam of the time, and while being, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi rightfully described to the scholars of the end times, the worst creation that are under the sky. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilayhi wa mahdina wa salam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother Mahmoud.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And thank you for joining me.
It's a great honor for me.
The honor is all mine.
Many people were asking on the satellite channel and on our social media, what's with the black hats? What's the reason behind the black hat? Why do we all wear these black hats?
So covering one's head or wearing a headdress has, or a hat or a cap, has long been associated with religion. In Judaism, as you know, Jews, practicing Jews, they cover their head, especially when praying, but some cover their head most of the time with the yarmulke or kippah. And the reasoning for that is because they want to constantly be reminded that there is something greater than themselves that is above their heads, to constantly have the fear of God on their minds or on top of their heads, right? And it's also a sign of humility, right? And being humble. The same thing, or the same practice we find taking place in Islam, it skips over Christianity, even though Jesus himself and the disciples used to cover their heads with a particular headdress. And you can see this taking place in many of the artwork and the depictions of Jesus and the disciples. And Jesus and the disciples were Jews. And so the practices that the Jews were practicing at that time, well, and the way that they dressed was the same that way that Jesus and his companions dressed. Paul, however, he wanted to make a statement, and so he forbid men to wear headdresses, and he made it obligatory that females wear headdresses. So he kind of reversed the Judaic tradition from being one where the men covered their heads and their hair, to being one that the women covered their head and their hair. And he said that God wouldn't accept the prayers of the woman unless she did otherwise. And in Islam, we find that the tradition that existed in Judaism pertaining to men covering their hair continued on. And we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi used to cover his hair, and the Arabs that were following Islam also, they used to cover their hair. They used to wear a particular type of headdress, which was called a turban, and most people are familiar with it till this very day, because in the Middle East, a lot of the Arabs, they still wear it as part of their normal daily attire. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi, one of the narrations, he says, he states, the turbans are the crowns of the Arabs. Whenever they leave them, they leave their honor or their dignity. And so he associated the turban with the honor of the Arab. And he said that if you don't want to lose your honor, then wear the turbans. And whenever the Arabs would abandon their turbans, they would abandon that honor and dignity that comes with it. So he made it not obligatory to wear. It wasn't a must that you wear it, but it was strongly recommended, obviously, that a person wears a headdress. In this day and age, the turban or the headdress has become the attire of the non-working scholars, the scholars of Islam that use it as a way to distinguish themselves from the normal people, from the normal public, a way to say that they are the representatives of the Messenger of Allah, a way of them attaining a special status in society. They do so in hypocrisy, and they do so while lying on the Prophet and abandoning the Imam of the time, and while being, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi rightfully described to the scholars of the end times, the worst creation that are under the sky. And so now that it's become associated with the scholars, we prefer not to use that type of attire. We don't like to wear the turban because we might be confused with them. People might not be able to tell the difference between us and between them. And so while it's not an obligation, I take the black hat as my crown. I take the beanie hat and I wear it proudly so, because this hat is a symbol of the working man. That's how it first was invented. It came as a way to keep the working man warm when he's outside and he's working all day to feed his family with minimum wage. People all around the world began to wear it, and it became a symbol of the poor man, the working class man. And for that reason, because we have come to represent those people, the poor people and the working man, and not to come and sit on platforms and rise ourselves above the people, we take this as a symbol, as a headdress, as a reminder that God is above us, and as a way to humble us and make us one of the people.
SubhanAllah, that's a great meaning. It's as if it has like a message in it to declare ourselves innocent from all these scholars. And it's like a fulfillment to what you said before in the speech, that you're the sword of the poor.
God bless you, Mahmoud.
Thank you so much for this answer.
Thank you.